Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 50. Salt and fire, part 3. Now, this is the last discourse on this section, and I've been stumbling through it. I confessed at the beginning, and I think I've repeated it, that it's a very difficult passage, and others have found it so, and I have proved it so, haven't I? But here we come to the last verse. Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with each other. Mark chapter 9, verse 50 at the end there. Have salt in yourselves, talking to believers, I'm sure, and be at peace with each other. It's another twist in this passage, in the interpretation, in the application. We've been told to keep salty. We've been told that everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves. And be at peace with each other. What do I see in this passage, this little section? Well, we've been talking about preservation, haven't we? We've been talking about preservative, salt as a preservative. We've been talking about taste, salt, to bring out the taste. And we've been talking about fire as a purgative, as a purifier. Now, what do we have here? Have salt in yourselves. If this is right, what I'm saying, that Christ is addressing believers on the matter of personal sanctification, progressive sanctification, godliness of life, obedience to Christ under the law of Christ, if that's what he's talking about, and I think he is, then I have a responsibility to keep myself salty, preserve myself, to make myself tasty, spiritually speaking. You remember Lloyd-Jones was very strong preaching. He would say it quite often. He was preaching against the doctrine of let go and let God. You know, it will be all right, just lie back, you know, once saved, always saved. No, be preservative. Be a preservative. Preserve your own soul. Be salty. Keep your salt taste up. Keep spiritual. Don't get contaminated with the world. If salt gets contaminated, if it gets adulterated, if it loses its saltiness, what is the use of it? Keep up your preservative qualities, your taste, your purifying qualities. This is how Isaac Watts put it. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess. So let our works and virtues shine to prove the doctrine all divine. I think this is what Christ is speaking about. Have salt in yourselves. Then shall we best proclaim abroad the honors of our Savior God, when his salvation reigns within and grace subdues the power of sin. Saltiness, purification, fire. Our flesh and sense must be denied, passion and envy, lust and pride, while justice, temperance, truth and love, our inward godliness approve, saltiness, fire. The gospel bears our spirits up while we expect the blessed hope, that blessed hope, the bright appearance of the Lord, and faith stands leaning on his word and obeying his word. That's the point, I think, here. And this is what Christ is saying. And then he goes on, and be at peace with yourselves, with each other, that is. What does he mean? I think he's speaking of the church here, the ecclesia, the believers together. Because we're a witness in the world. This is our own individual walk, and it's our witness in the world. That's what Watts was saying. Let's best be witness. Why? By our quarrels and our lack of salt and taste and lack of purification, our lack of separateness. We're all mixed up with them. Is that the best way to witness? No. We must be separate, purified, salty. Be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Don't be contaminated. Remember the word of Christ to us. Here's the prophet speaking. I'll read to you. Malachi chapter 3. See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. This is not the second coming. No. John the Baptist leading to the coming of the Messiah, Christ the Incarnation, the messenger of the covenant, whom you desire will come, says the Lord. But how will he come? But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? for he's like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. Different picture, but the same, you see, salt, soap, fire. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as in days gone by, as in former years. I think this is picturing the old covenant shadows and bringing him into the new with the priesthood of all believers. But of course we have Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. Don't be those who go back denying Christ, forsaking Christ. Live for Christ, salty, tasty, purged in fire. Then best, 1 Peter 2, verse 9, shall we show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous lightness. What was it? Then shall we best witness to the gospel. Not by fancy schemes, but by living salty, fiery, purified, purged lives. Not sugar, not candy floss, but individually and corporately, there's the church together living a sanctified, salty, tasty life. That's what I see this saying here. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. Don't quarrel and row over nonsense and trivialities and all the rest of it, and give the world a terrible impression of Christ. Be salt and fire in this dreadful world, this fallen world. For Christ's sake, amen.